Steve, I'm going to ask you now to take off that hat and switch over to your to the other hat they had sitting on the table there. Very nice sombrero looking hat, I think. So now we're going to hear bylaws report. Have
Thank you very
I babbled
much.
long enough for you to switch files?
Yes. Can't find my headphones, but I do have a new hat, so I'm good.
There we go.
And
Maybe
his
your headphones are
sombrero
connected to the
has
hat.
tassels, everybody. Yes, it's
Okay.
beautiful.
This is proposed by law amendment as presented by Gabe Griffith. Article 6, Section 5, current language. Officers and directors shall not serve more than three consecutive terms in any given office. That person may run again after a one-year absence from that position. Proposed language. Officers and directors shall not serve more than three consecutive terms in any given office. The person may not, I'm sorry, that person may run again after a 1 year absence from that position. These term limits shall not apply to the Office of Treasurer. End of proposed amendment.
All right, thank you, Steve. And is there any? Was there any debate on that? I'm hearing comments from the peanut gallery, but is there any debate on that?
We do have a hand in Zoom,
All
Margie.
right, who's our hand in Zoom?
Good morning, it's Margie.
Hello,
And
Margie.
I am in the room virtually, Gabe. And I have been. I recognize that we have an incredible treasure in Lisa. I've also been in this organization since 1981. And there have been times where we haven't had such incredible treasures. And therefore, I rise to speak in opposition of this amendment. This has nothing to do with Lisa, of course, but it concerns me the times we don't have incredible treasures and whether we continue to allow them to sit in office or not just because they're the treasure, I don't think is a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. Is there anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this amendment? I think I heard Joe first, and then I heard a couple of others, but we'll have Joe speaking in favor, and then we'll see if there's anybody else who wishes to speak in opposition.
Well, my opinion is that if we you can other people still can go up against the treasurer. So I don't think so if we wanted to vote someone else in, we could do that. So I think it's a good thing.
And we have another hand in Zoom.
Thank you, Joe.
Dan Kaiser.
All right. And Dan, before you speak, or before I recognize you, are you speaking in favor or opposition to it?
Dan in opposition.
In opposition. Okay. We'll have Dan speak in opposition. I believe Frank Welty was the next person I heard in favor here in the room. So,
And we have two hands in Zoom.
okay. Who's the other hand? And let's see if they're in favor or opposition.
Sheila Gunn Cushman.
I'm in opposition.
Okay, Sheila in opposition.
And
All right.
Robert Acosta.
Wow. All right. And Bob, are you in
Sir,
favor or
Mr. President,
opposition?
I'm sorry I missed your comment about the point of information of the amendment. I understand. I'm a Lisa fan. She could go for life as far as I'm concerned on this. But
Is
my
this
point
a
my
comment, or do you have a question on the amendment, Bob, or are you speaking?
I want to ask the point of information that I'll know which side I'm on.
Okay.
If you could
What's your
answer
point of
it,
information?
you did, and I came in late. It's a long story, but unlimited. Can others run against the treasurer who would beat them anyway? But could others from the floor or nominations committee run against the treasurer? Is that in the amendment?
Of course, this amendment changes nothing. It does not appoint somebody for life. It just means that they can continue to run after they've served three terms.
Okay, thank you.
So
Then I'm for it.
anybody can be nominated at any time,
Okay.
just as
Thank you,
realistically.
sir. I got it.
You're welcome. Okay.
I don't want to speak. I think it's great. Thank you.
Okay. So we will.
And the treasurer can leave at any time as well, correct, Gabe?
Yes. Only in theory, not that that is in theory, not in practice. Sorry, this. Okay, so let's move to Dan Kaiser speaking in opposition, and then we will go to our speaker in favor. So, Dan, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, hi. I understand the clarification. However, I don't feel comfortable with the clarification in the sense that it's not written down anywhere. So the interpretation is wide open for that. For what Bob Acosta's clarification was, what the fact that it doesn't say you can't run, it doesn't say you can. I don't know. It just is a little vague to me. But if it is clarified and it is the way that it was said, I would withdraw my opposition. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Can we get the mic to Frank Welty?
Frank Welty here in favor. Just to answer Mr. Kaiser's point, which is a very valid one, is that it should be kept in mind that the bylaws do specify, have provisions regarding elections, and we also have standing rules regarding those issues, and none of that changes. So this is not preventing anybody from running. It is not forcing anybody to run or not run. It simply gives us the option of extending more terms to our treasurer should we decide to do so. I also want to acknowledge the concerns of Margie Donovan. We always have to think about the possible downsides whenever we make a decision about an amendment. And she raises a valid concern that we do want to make sure that we don't hamper the possibility for the healthy turnover of positions in this organization. I completely agree with that. In this case, it's a matter of balance, that the fact of the matter is that we've learned through experience that really good treasurers can be hard to find. And we have a really good one. We happen to do so at this time, but it could happen again, that when we have a consensus, that we have a very qualified individual serving in that very specific, very technical position, that it is worth a certain amount of risk in order to keep such skills in an important position.
Thank you, Frank. We will now move to Sheila Gunn Cushman speaking in opposition.
Basically, Dan and Margie said what I would say, and the only thing I would add is once someone is an incumbent, whether they're good or bad, it is unlikely that someone will win against them. So if they are bad or not good enough, or I don't know how we phrase that, I would have a problem with this amendment as it is, unless clarifications were put in the amendment to make sure that it's clear. I hear you, Frank, and I hear you, Gabe, that those clarifications are in other parts of the bylaws. But when we're all gone, no one's going to remember what we said or did unless it's written or documented in some form. That's all. Thanks.
Thank
and
you,
we did
Sheila.
Get another hand in Zoom if you want that.
All right. Yep. Okay. I hear you guys. Give me a second. I have heard a call for the question. So at this point, all in favor, say aye. Anybody opposed, say nay. I have heard, anybody here in the room, we've heard the vote here. And so at this point, what I would like to do is ask those on Zoom, if you are opposed to this resolution, raise your hand. And, if we have more than 10 folks raise their hand, then we will
We have three hands raised. Yep, three hands on the attendee side out of 17.
Okay, so we have three out of 17 hands raised on the on Zoom in opposition. I am going to declare with those hands and what I heard here in the room, I'm going to declare that, and I think it was a two-thirds to pass, I'm going to declare that that amendment passed.
While you guys are discussing, can I just make a comment? So I just want to make a comment that this bylaw amendment and Gabe and Sarah and the board will tell you, you know, I always kept joking. I'm the first one to say I'm against it, but that was a joke. At the end of the day, I just wanted to clarify, this is not about who's the current treasurer situation. This is not about, you know, keeping me here forever. I don't plan to be here forever. I think that the treasurer's position is a little bit of a different position on the board than the others. There's crucial information. There's security information. We've seen, you know, over the last 20 years that when we don't have a continuing person, that problems happen. And that is at no fault of our membership. You know, there's also outsiders that we pay that have assisted us through all of these years. So I just wanted to just make the comment that this is not about me as current treasurer sticking around for so long. It's more about the fact that we want to ensure that we have a solid individual who knows what they're doing, that can continue on, and that we don't have to worry about a gap in missing information, the continuation of being able to have that one person continuously year after year, as long as the person may want to serve. And it's more about the consistency. It's not about me at all. So I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
All right, folks. So at this point, like I said, my ruling is that amendment passed. Hold on, let me explain something before we do a point of order. My ruling was that amendment passed. So at this point, if we have more than 10 people here in the room and on Zoom combined that raise your hand or stand up to appeal that, then we will move and do a hybrid vote where we will have to have folks, you know, stand or raise their hands to vote one way or the other. So at this point, before we do that, I guess we should probably do the point of order. Was that Regina? Yes. That's why I asked you to hold off while I did that explanation. So at this point, if you are in opposition to my ruling that passed, please either stand up or raise your hand here in the room and hit the raise hand button on your Zoom, which is, I think, Alt Y on a PC, Option Y on a Mac. Hit the raise hand button in the app or *9 if you are dialing in.
That is correct.
So
I'm having our volunteer in the room count the hands and the people standing so that I'm out of it.
Okay. So if the volunteer here in the room could come tell me how many hands we have up here in the room.
We have two in Zoom thus far.
Okay. I'll give it another few seconds. Let me know if that changes either of you guys. Is there any change here in the room? And is there any change on Zoom?
There is not.
Okay, we have four people here in the room and two people on Zoom, so that is six. So that does not reach our threshold of 10 people to challenge it. So that amendment officially is adopted. Thank you, Steve. Is there anything else you would like to say before we move on? All right. So I'm going to sit the dot.
I just want to congratulate Mr. Gabe over here for figuring that all out, because we're learning as we go. So thank you both. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. And this whole being back in person after almost 1,400 days thing, right? And doing a hybrid convention and trying to figure this thing out as we go. So thank you. We have a great team working on this stuff. And thank you, everybody, for your patience and your understanding as we do this. Thank you, Steve. So I'm going to assume that concludes the bylaws report. So I want to, on behalf of Steve, since he's back in the room already, I would like to thank the bylaws committee for all their work and coming together and working on things. We did have a couple of bylaws that were submitted this year. So one of them needs a little bit more work and we'll probably come back next year. But again, thank you to the bylaws committee. And it's Sunday morning, so I'm blanking on who all the committee's members are. So rather than leaving anybody out, I'm just going to say thank you to the committee. And at this point, Lisa, before we move to everybody's favorite part of the morning, do we have another door prize or three?
I have maybe one, three, or six.
All right. Okay. We've got an option, one, three, or six. Let's do three for now.
So I'm going to sweeten the pot here. Now we're giving away a $10 Starbucks gift card, a Bluetooth speaker, and a sweatshirt. Winner is Kevin Berkery.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin, are you still here? Can you raise your hand? There he goes, Jake.
Sounds like he's in the back right there. Kevin going to have a Bluetooth for every room of their house.
Hook it up to Lady A. Okay, now let's do a sweatshirt and a CCB Canes Across California retro t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Everybody needs
and a Bluetooth speaker.
Wow.
I feel like the let's make a deal.
She's giving away the house here now, folks.
Look, I'm giving it away. Miss Karen Schroeder.
We know she's here. Karen in the front left here. Nice. Yeah, I want to say here real quick before Lisa does our last door prize for this round. We have a pretty good crowd here in this room for Sunday morning. So congratulations, y'all. Thank you for sticking with us and being here this entire. I know on Zoom, but I just want to thank everybody that's made the effort to come up here and that has stuck here in the room for these 3 days and been here. We have a great crowd in person for our Sunday morning of our first convention back in person for a long time. So thank you. And definitely thank you to those of you on Zoom.
Are we doing another door?
Yeah, we're doing one more and then we'll move on.
So let's do $25 Olive Garden gift card.
Olive Garden.
My favorite place. And this was given by the Glendale Burbank chapter. And the winner is Matt Singlinger.
Well, I believe he is here, correct?
Maybe Matt will take his favorite chapter treasure to lunch.
No, I think he can take a free spooky treasure to lunch. All right. Thank you, Lisa. And we will